Hey, this is Jake. I just got done talking with Pat a couple minutes ago. There's been some technical difficulties in being able to leave messages on Pat's machine. We're not sure why yet, so what we're going to do is a couple different things. Mark Turner, my guide, has been gracious enough to let me use his computer every night. So we're going to go ahead and leave a text thread when time and the computer allow. And the rest of the time, we'll do an audio thread. We're going to kind of maybe patch the two together. But as it stands right now, that's enough of the explanations for why Pat hasn't been able to post anything for the first 2 days of the hunt. Now let's get down to the fun stuff. On the first day of the legal season, we had three nice rams located, good of stock, got up on top, never found them, don't know where they went, but it sure was fun. The next day, did a stock yesterday, there were six rams and two ewes, and all six rams were shooters. Now, one was significantly bigger than the others, and did a stalk, and I got within 27 yards of the big boy. And I was rested. I had an arrow on the string, ready to go. He didn't have a clue I was there. He had a wind in my face. And wouldn't you know, this good strong wind, there was one little eddy of a back current, and he jumped right up, looking right at me. He had me nailed, 27 yards, and I went to full draw, but all I had was his head. I didn't even have his neck, but that head was as big as a bushel basket. I'll bet he was between 170 and 175. He blew out for about 10 seconds, but I kept praying that he'd take one step forward, because at 27 yards, boy, he'd already be in the freezer. But it was a great stock. It was a great time. We went out this morning, had been glassing for quite a while, found three real nice rams, all about 160, went ahead and... figured we'd wait for them to bed, and they came way down too close to the road for a stalk. So what we did instead is we went to a couple other places, came back. Lo and behold, it started to cool off. A storm was coming in. They set up. So my guy said, I think I know where they're going. And we hopped in the truck. He took me around the mountain, dropped me off. I ran to the top of the mountain. He went back to where we were, and he was flagging me into him. I got within 62 yards of the rams, and one of them caught me moving. I went back to get my binoculars to see if they'd already busted. But they didn't run. They were just on full alert. I went ahead, put an arrow on the string, and was getting ready. I was probably 2 seconds away from drawing when they blew out of there. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. It now dawned on me that I was actually supposed to hesitate for about 10 seconds between each daily update so that I didn't do that, but you'll have to deal with that for now. Talk to you later. Bye.